Well, let's have a word of prayer. God is so good. And the tag for today is Isaiah 40:31. Hallelujah. And it reads, those who wait upon the Lord shall get fresh strength, who expect and look for hope in him. They shall spread their wings and soar like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not lag behind. Thank God for the eagles. Thank God for Mother Eagle, Dr. Hallelujah, Vanessa, hallelujah. Thank God, ooh, glory be to God, for Dr. PK, a warrior, God's woman, hallelujah, that she gonna mount up, y'all. She gonna soar like an eagle. Everything that devil did, he got to come subject. Everything he stole, he got to restore. Oh, let us have prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, first of all, thanking you for waking us up this morning with the mind to serve you. Lord, we happy in serving you. We want to serve you, Father God. We love you. We know we need you. And we thank you so much for thinking about us. Father God, we ask that you will have thine own way today. Look on the Diaz de Leon family. Bless them, Lord God. They're the ones that you enable for us to come together. Lord, we thank you. We don't take it for granted, Lord. We thank you so much for connecting us, Lord. We love you. We adore you. We adore you, and we lift you on high. Now, devil, we serve notice on you. You still a liar. We bind you in the name of Jesus. This call will go forth. God will have his way. These are eagles on this phone. We're no more chickens, and we're going to soar. To God be the glory. He shall, and he will have his way, because we waited on the Lord, and we are mounting up. Hallelujah, like the eagles. Thank God for artists. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Thank God for our host today. Have your way through the host, Lord. Have your way through the speaker. You have the right of way. We moving out the way, and you get in the way. We love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Wanda. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. God bless you. Take it away.
Well, praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you for exceeding and greeting everyone. And I tell you, we've already had a hallelujah time this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. We're so excited, and you wonder why we're so excited. We heard our other founder come on this morning, and we thank God for that. This is Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and I tell you, I'm excited, and I give God glory for each and every one of you. And we thank God because he answers prayers. He is God and God all by himself. If you, this is your first time here on the Master's Call, this call was started back in October 2010 by two wonderful, wonderful, born-again, I tell you, anointed and appointed co-founders, and they are none other than our Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is Miss Super Fantastic there here in Mississippi. And I say thank God for you being on the call this morning, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. And we give God glory for the scripture that he placed on their hearts, and it is Psalms 88:13, where it says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So here we are with the mission statement. And what is it? It's saying it's here. We're here to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we get testimonies that this is definitely what's happening each and every day. So we give God all praise and glory for that. Now, we also have a website, and it is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And all messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, what I am so excited about is that we have a theme this year, and we decree it and declare it. And I encourage you to do the same thing, because this is what God wants you to do. He wants you to affirm what his word says. And it says, in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. Through me, God's glory is being seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as what Minister Wanda did so lovingly, telling us that we are we're soaring like eagles, and then we also, you might be a host, which is what I'm doing, or you might even have a word from the Lord in your belly that you want to share. We want to hear it. And so please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Now, you also might have a prayer request or a praise report that you want to submit, and we want to celebrate, praise God with you, as well as pray with you. So send that information as well to info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or yours truly, will contact you. Now, this is the company that knitted us all together, and we are so grateful for it. And it's Artist International, and we are under the umbrella of Artist Life. So we thank God for the Diaz de Leon family who started this company over 25 years ago, and we're so excited about the new things that God is doing in the midst of our company. We have the 72-hour weight loss system. We have the coffee that's the sweet balance that's awesome for people with diabetics. And I can go on and on, but not only that, God has sent us a man of God who is helping us, and it is none other than the vice president of sales, and he is Mr. Clement Boyd. We give God glory for him. Now, we are expecting to get new distributors, at least 5,000 of them, within the next 30 days, and we are on a roll with that. Now, what we're also excited about is that we are getting ourselves ready to attend a Ignite conference in Houston, Texas, and that's going to be June 10th and June 11th at the Sheraton Hotel. We want to see your face in the place. We're so excited because we're family, and family is going to be like a family reunion. So get yourselves ready. Get on the website and get registered. It's only $35, and I understand that $35 will increase after the 15th of this month. So go to events.artistlife.com. That's events.artistlife.com, and get yourselves registered. Now, we also have the new morning motivational call, which is held right after this call, Monday through Friday, and it was originated by our very own Platinum President Dorothy Cook, who turned it over to a team of leaders who is, I'm telling you, in such a vital way, giving us great information, great training, and we are walking this path together. And that team of leaders are today, well, it's Wednesday, Inspirational Wednesday, not Inspirational Wednesday, it is Awareness Wednesday. So what we're going to do is get information on a product, or we're going to Queen Victoria is going to talk about a certain subject concerning your health. So once I find out what that is, I'll let you know. So that number is 641-715-3865. 641-715-3865. The PIN, 539-598-pound. She gives such vital information on health and the products that we have. You want to be on that call. So I'm getting out of the way because we are getting ready to hear a word from on high. And, of course, this powerful woman of God needs no introduction. But I tell you what, she is definitely a co-founder of this call, and we're so grateful for it. This woman of God is a blessing to the masses, and I'm not just saying it. She's literally a blessing to the masses. She is none other than our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon in Prairie View, Texas. She is an industrial engineer. She has her degrees in theology, and I'm telling you, I can go on and on with her bio. She's been on the radio. She's been featured on TV. She has created and ordained Gathering of the Eagles Ministry. She is a co-minister at the church she attends there in Texas. It's the Mount Corinth Baptist Church in Texas, where Dr. Clarence Talley is the senior pastor. And she is a woman of God who's taken care of her mother, who's taken care of artist family, who's taken care of TMC family. She's taken care of families all over the world, okay? I'm telling you, she is a phenomenal, phenomenal woman. We give God glory for her. I'm going to introduce to some, present to others, and it is a great honor to introduce to you none other than our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon of Prairie View, Texas. Are you there, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Prayer General, thank you so much for those kind words. Thank you for hosting the call today. We are so honored, and I esteem you. The God in you absolutely love you. You are doing a phenomenal job as our prayer general. Thanks out to Chi-Town, to Chicago, to Evangelist Wanda Walker for greeting you this morning and seating you in this telecommunications sanctuary, reminding us we are eagles, and I thank you for that. Since my ministry is gathering of the Eagles ministry, and to each and every one of you in our TMC family, thank God for you. I do see our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, on the board this morning. Always want to acknowledge you, know I love you. We're connected at the hip. God gave us this vision. Honored to walk alongside you. And every time I think about it, wow, we're coming up on almost 6 years of being obedient to the Lord with this call. I see so many faces on, our Platinum President, Dorothy Cook on the board, and so many others. We thank God for you. This call wouldn't be what it is without you calling in each and every morning to hear a word from the Lord. And there is just that today, a word from the Lord. As I was praying about what to say this morning, actually was shocked. I got to bed early last night and got much needed rest. Most of us have been preparing, making plans, organizing for this upcoming Mother's Day weekend. And since I probably won't be ministering again before Mother's Day, I want to speak about that a little bit, but include everybody. So don't worry, fellows on the line. It'll involve everybody. I want to talk this morning from the topic of giving birth to destiny and purpose. Giving birth to destiny and purpose. As a prophet of God, I am always so interested and fine-tuned and sensitive about purpose, about destiny, about seeing potential in people. The subtitle this morning is Honoring Godly Mothers and what mothers represent in the kingdom, in the body of Christ, in our daily lives. And, you know, I always have acronyms. One acronym I have for mother is making others thrive harder every day, routinely, or more so righteously, because godly mothers were making others, they're always thinking of others, thrive harder every day, that mother's touch, that mother's love, that mother's encouragement righteously, or maturing others through heartfelt efforts routinely. So get everybody. God dropped that in my spirit, maturing others through heartfelt or hard efforts routinely. With the exception of Adam and Eve, as we see the creation of Adam and Eve, every human has a mother. Every human has a mother. Even our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, God used the vessel of a mother to bring him into the world. Mothers and motherhood are very prominent throughout the Bible, literally and symbolically, in both Bible history and prophecy. So this weekend, all across America, and even around the world, mothers are being celebrated. I'm not a natural mother, have not ever had that honor, but definitely have walked the role of a spiritual mother and am humbled and honored by those who walk in that office of a mother. So let's talk about what's the true history of Mother's Day. Now, the history of the American celebration is when the first English settlers came to America. They did discontinue the tradition of Mothering Day while it was started as a British holiday and would live on. The American Mother's Day would be invented with an entirely new history centuries later. One explanation for the settlers' discontinuation of what started in Britain as Mothering Day was that they just didn't have any time. They lived under harsh conditions and were forced to work long hours in order to survive. Another possibility, however, is that Mothering Day conflicted with their Puritan ideals. Fleeing England, we know about coming over on the Mayflower to practice a more conservative Christianity without being persecuted. The Pilgrims ignored the more secular holidays, and they focused instead on a no-frills devotion to God. For example, even holidays such as Christmas, and I call it Resurrection Day, were much more somber occasions for the Pilgrims, usually taking place in a church that was stripped of all extravagant or extraneous or imitation. Now, a woman named Julia Ward Howe, H-O-W-E, Julia Ward Howe started a Mother's Day proclamation of 1870, and the first North American Mother's Day was conceptualized with her proclamation. Now, if you say that name sounds vaguely familiar, she penned the battle hymn of the Republic 12 years earlier. And even though Howe had become so distraught by the death and the carnage of the Civil War, that she called on the mothers. You know, with this drama, with this mess, with this confusion, who are we calling for? Mama! To come together, to get it together. She was so distraught. She called for them to come together and protest what she saw was of the futility of their sons killing the sons of other mothers with the North and the South. With the following, she called for an International Mother's Day celebrating peace and motherhood. Now, we have a rise and a fall even after that of Howe's Mother Day. At one point, Howe even proposed converting July 4th, Independence Day, into Mother's Day. You know, we're going to go for, let's do it big, in order to dedicate the nation's anniversary to peace. Now, eventually, however, June 2nd was designated for the celebration. But in 1873, women's groups in 18 North American cities observed this new Mother's Holiday. Now, Howe initially funded many of these occasions herself, but most of them died out once she stopped putting the bills. But in the city of Boston, however, they would continue celebrating Howe's holiday for at least 10 more years. Now, despite the decided failure of her holiday, Howe had nevertheless planted that seed that would blossom into what we know today as Mother's Day. Now, West Virginia Mother's Group, led by Anna Reeves Jarvis, Anna Jarvis, began to celebrate an adaptation of Howe's holiday in order, again, to reunite families. Even though it was supposed to be for Mother's Day, what will folks come together for if they won't come and show up for nothing else? As a pastor, we used to call it the CMEs, Christmas, Mother's Day, and Easter. We knew if folks won't come to church, they'll show up when Mama says, for me, on Mother's Day. Come on, can we get an amen to that? But it was used to reunite families in neighborhoods that had been divided between the Union and Confederate sides of the Civil War. And the group held a Mother's Friendship Day. Now, after Anna Reeves Jarvis died, her daughter, Anna M. Jarvis, I guess she married and her last name was Jarvis, campaigned for the creation of an official Mother's Day in remembrance of her mother and in honor of peace. So Mother's Day, we really know the history in America, was created out of needing peace between the Union and the Confederate soldiers. Mother said, this hate's got to stop. And what can we use as a common denominator to bring about peace? So in 1908, I get to the 19th century, Anna petitioned the superintendent of the church where her mother had spent over 20 years teaching Sunday school. Her request was honored, and on May 10th of 1908, the first official Mother's Day celebration took place at Andrews Methodist Church in Grafton, West Virginia, and a church in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Now, the West Virginia event drew a congregation of 470, and Anna Jarvis arranged for white carnations, so you'll know what the flowers mean. Anna Jarvis arranged for white carnations, her mother's favorite flower, to adorn the patrons. Two carnations were given to every mother in attendance. Today, white carnations are used to honor deceased mothers, while pink or red carnations pay tribute to mothers who are still alive. Andrews Methodist Church exists to this very day and was incorporated into the International Mother's Day Shrine in 1962. We're talking this morning about giving birth to destiny and purpose. When you have that purpose for peace, when you have that purpose for uniting families, when you have that purpose to see others get healed, when you have that purpose to help your children achieve their goals, maturing others through hard efforts routinely. With that acronym of mothers in my last 5 minutes, I want to talk about what's really so true. Mothers are, I call them, agents of maturing. Agents of maturing. What do you mean by that, Pastor V? Well, they help us grow up and mature instinctively. A mother has those little daily teachable moments and that time of instruction and for some of us, loving the hell out of us, praying it out of us, that we grow up and mature instinctively. And as I said earlier, most churches will be packed this coming Sunday with our CME, Christians, Mother's Day, and Easter's. And we're praying this upcoming Sunday for some true conversions, deliverances, and emancipation to truth all over America in Jesus' name. We know some awesome mothers mentioned in the Bible. Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist. Eve, the mother of Cain and Abel. Anna, Hannah, the mother of Samuel. Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ. Rachel, the mother of Joseph. Sarah, the mother of Isaac. Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon. Ruth, wife of Boaz, mother of Obed, who had Jesse, who was the father of David. And that M in mother, we got to mature. Choose today. I'm going to grow up. All the seeds of truth and love that have been deposited in me, I'm going to be a good steward of that motherly love by making an atmosphere of excellence, love, and support day in, day out. We saw in the scriptures how Rachel, Rebecca, and Ruth loved their children. And we even see how Ruth even served her mother-in-law, Naomi, with a maturing, nurturing love. The O in mother. Mothers are always thinking of others. They always put others, their family, loved ones ahead of themselves. The Shulamite woman in 2 Kings 4 with all is well. The other O in mothers is mothers are optimistic and find opportunities. They're optimistic and they find opportunities to show love and unconditional support. When we get that first graduation, that first little play, that first success, when we just do any little things, riding our bike to graduation from high school, college, your big job, your first home, just believing in you from when we fall and make a major mistake, loving us, supporting us, seeing the opportunities to go on in life, that O from mothers, thinking of others, the T in mothers. They can be tender and tough. Tender and tough. I know Miss Josie is the one. They can be tender and tough love for our good and for our godly growth. It can come so powerfully from our mothers. See, God used Mary to push forth the first miracle of Jesus. Jesus wasn't ready to turn that water into more wine, but Mother Mary came up in his face and let him know, oh, come on now, we need help here at this wedding. This represents the family. Don't let them be put to shame. We can push it out of us. Everybody teases me about being Mother Eagle, of pushing folks out that nest, of seeing the potential, the destiny, the talents in people. And a lot of times when they're timid and they've been torn down, I always speak life to them and let them flap those wings and fly and soar and be tender but tough by, then with the love, by squarely putting them on the spot to say, we're here. we can do better and be better. And then the other T is mothers are there. Just they're there for you through the tragedies and the triumphs. That H in mothers. Mothers are always there to help, 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 and will help point you to the holy, the help and the holy. I tell you what, my mother through the years, I've seen Christ so many times through Miss Josie. She will never condone right or a lie and let you know, I love you, but I'm not going to lie for you. I love you, I'll be there for you, but you going to have to be accountable. I mean, they're there with that tender but tough and holy before the Lord. Then that E, mothers edify us. Edify means to build up, to encourage. Mothers believe in us and our abilities even when no one else has the ability to see it, when everybody else got a Ray Charles spirit. Your mother will edify and encourage us to be better, to do better. And there are in mothers. Mothers will help us remember the goodness of God and show how to another R, rejoice in the midst of, because of, in spite of. Mothers are like, that's all right, baby, get up. That's all right, sweetheart, it's going to be all right. And no matter what, that other R in mother, the reason with the mind of Christ, make you think your things through. Now let's talk about this. Let's reason this together. And then to teach you this last R, I love in a mother, to be resilient. And boy, mothers of color, I have seen a resilience in them like never before in our history. When we were talking about the new Harriet Tubman bill coming out, her resilience to want to get others free, to fight the good fight of faith to the end. All this morning, as we head toward this weekend, you ought to love on, celebrate a mother who may be a sister, a spiritual mother, a daughter. Just let them know that we're appreciating that you've helped us give birth to our destiny and purpose. And I heard this poem, and I added a final line to it as I close. Being a female is a matter of birth. Being a woman is a matter of age. Being a lady, now that's a matter of choice, and may I add. And being a mother, now that's an honor and a privilege from God. All today we salute and celebrate giving birth to destiny and purpose, honoring godly mothers. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Brenda. So sorry I went way over.
That's okay. What an awesome, awesome, and a powerful message this morning. We so appreciate and thank you, Pastor Vanessa, Dr. Vanessa. Listen, we're going to ask you to come back and give us our benediction, but first we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. We thank you, O God, for giving us this opportunity to serve and honor you, O God, because that's our desire, Lord God, that you be pleased with us. We thank you, Father, that you have placed a word in our hearts to remember mothers, Lord, all over the world. And we thank you, Father, that you have given us our mothers, Father. We thank you for blessing us with our mothers, Father God. So we ask you, Lord, to use us, Lord, to honor and serve you, Lord God, as we bless and honor our mothers. We thank you, Father God, for every person on this call. We ask that you continue to strengthen them and bless them and keep them in perfect peace as their minds are stayed on you. And Lord, the woman of God who profoundly gave us this wonderful, wonderful message on mothers, Lord God, we ask that you continue to pour into her, Lord, virtues of your peace, your love, your joy. Lord, everything that she desires, Father, because you said when we delight ourselves in you, you will give us the desires of our hearts. So we thank you, Father, for blessing Dr. Vanessa and her entire household in like never before. We thank you for our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord God, for restoring her health, Lord, like never before. We thank you, Father, that she is blessed of the Lord, and we're so happy, Father, that she's on the call with us this morning. We ask that you continue to strengthen her, Lord God. Bless those, Father, that are having health challenges. We call them healed and whole by the blood of the Lamb. And those, Lord, that are going through with trying times with their families being transitioned, Lord God, we ask that you continue to put your arms around them and let them know that you're there, Father, that you've never left them or forsaken them. And we give you glory for it in Jesus' name. Father, we ask that you continue to bless artists and the Diaz de Leon family and all those that partake, Lord God. We thank you for strengthening and blessing each father as we prepare for the for the conference, Lord God, because we know that you're going to be in the midst. We give your name the glory, the praise, and the honor for all that you're doing this day and the days to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, TMC family, I know you want to hear this message again. It's very powerful. And share it with somebody. This is Mother's Day week. Share it with someone. That number is 732-1085. 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-POUND. Now, also, don't forget to go to events.artistlife.com and register. $35 you have to the 15th at that price to register for the event. And go to the morning motivational call right after this and get the products and what we're, I don't know what they're going to talk about, but I rest assured it's going to be a blessing. That number is 641-715-3865. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. Thank you, Minister Wanda, for sitting and greeting everyone and giving us that profound tag this morning. And also thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for that powerful message this morning. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
All right. Thank you. And as we honor Mother's Day, I just remember Godmother had asked us to announce on the MMC, and we want to announce on this call, that there will be no vision calls or Manager Harold will not be doing his training call on Sunday. We want to spend that entire day celebrating our mothers. Father God, we just thank you that as we choose, desire, aspire to mature toward our destiny and purpose, we thank you for those nurturing mothers. We celebrate them, natural and spiritual, all around the world. We take time to say thank you. We take time to live a life that the seeds that have been planted are blossomed, that we bear good fruit. And as we leave this call but never leave your presence, we glorify your name. Father, we choose to open up our mouths and be those ministers in the marketplace. And we thank you that the blood hedge of protection is around us. The glory of God in us, in me, in you, is being seen in 2016. And we will give you and you alone all the glory, all the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Hope to see many of you or hear many of you on the new morning motivational call with the Flanagans and others. Have a blessed day, and we'll hear you again tomorrow on the Master's Call. Bye-bye.